And with Lums in the early days, they didn't have a school. They had a few children, and the parents got together with some children and they started a school on the top story of the, or the loft at the elbow, stables with a teacher. But they found that wasn't very satisfactory because there was too much rough language coming from down below, so they thought they'd have to shift that, which they did. They went to a house somewhere near the Presbyterian Church, and finally they went along to the schoolmaster's, the station master's residence, and then they were allocated an allowance, or they had fundraised, and they had £947.50 to call tenders for a school, which they did.
That would be a lot of money in those days.
Well, it does. Mm. It doesn't sound much now, but it must have been. Mm. So the first school was started then.